Secretary of State Colin Powell travels to Tokyo today for the start of a week-long trip to Asia. It's his first official visit to the region. Powell will meet with Japanese leaders to discuss, among other things, the status of U.S. troops in Okinawa, where an American Air Force sergeant has been charged with raping a Japanese woman. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. After this latest rape incident, there's been pressure in Japan for the U.S. to reduce the number of its troops in Okinawa. How's Secretary Powell likely to respond to that?
Well, basically, I think he's likely to say no, at least in the short term. And that's because simply U.S. officials, U.S. military officials, consider these bases in Okinawa essential, the most essential U.S. bases in all of Asia. But what the U.S. has agreed to talk about with Japan is how these troops behave and what to do if they misbehave. The feeling here among Japanese, and especially among Okinawans, is that they are fed up and they want to see the U.S. troops either behaving better or, if they misbehave, treated like any other Japanese citizen. That is, immediately turned over to Japanese police as soon as they are arrested.
The U.S. wants Japan to play a more active role in security affairs in the region. How likely is that?
Well, again, I have to say this is unlikely in the short term. As you say, there are many, not all, but many Japanese who want to see their soldiers able to do what soldiers of just about any other country can do. But under the Japanese Constitution, which was ironically written by the U.S. shortly after World War II, Japan is forbidden from projecting its military forces abroad or from even really having a military at all. The fact of the matter is that Japan does have a significant military, and there's a feeling here that it's time to revise the Constitution to reflect that. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Howard Baker, said recently, and I'm quoting here, "The reality of circumstances in the world suggests that Japan may have no choice but to revise its Constitution." Of course, a lot of Japan's Asian neighbors remember World War II all too well. They're very wary, very concerned about any sort of remilitarized Japan.
What's on Powell's itinerary after Tokyo?
Well, afterwards, he flies directly to Hanoi, the Vietnamese capital. Now, the last time that Colin Powell was in Vietnam was in 1968 as a U.S. Army major. So this is a bit of a sentimental journey for Colin Powell. He says that the trip will rekindle emotions that are powerful and strong, but in his words, "There are no ghosts within me that need exorcism." The fact of the matter is that today, nearly three decades after the end of the war, the U.S. has full diplomatic relations with Vietnam, and these relations are quite good, almost routine, actually. So I think there's little doubt that when Colin Powell arrives in Hanoi tomorrow, he'll be greeted with open arms.